Nothing is dead. Everything is an expression of that intelligence, that consciousness. It's in the very space in this room. And then it gets, through the human, it becomes focalized, but it's all pervasive. The human is like a magnifying glass that you hold, there's the sunshine, and then you have, it concentrates it. But it's everywhere. And then life becomes helpful in sometimes miraculous ways. Suddenly the right person comes, the right event comes, the right thing comes. But this is not, this is what Jesus calls the things that you need will be added unto you. It is secondary. The inner shift is primary. What Jesus describes as finding the kingdom of heaven, which is here now, not over there, some other place, some other time. That is primary, that shift. And then what happens in the world of things is secondary. But miraculously, more often than not, a shift in the world of things will reflect the inner shift. And if it doesn't, the energy that you bring to it will change it. So, in other words, maybe they won't release you yet from prison. Maybe you're still there. And yet you become a factor in that place that usually would be called bad, that is healing and brings enormous help and healing to those around you. There are people who are now teach, who are in prison and teach this already. So they are exactly where they are meant to be. It's amazing how either the situation changes or that which you bring to the situation changes. And so the quality feel of the situation becomes different. And so the work then is, you can now see, to welcome the moment, no matter what form it takes, particularly if it looks not good on the surface. That's where the power, your work, if you can call it work, I don't like that word, but particularly when this work becomes powerful, when applied to all those many events in your life that look not right, wrong, shouldn't have happened, it's not what I want. There you apply becoming friendly with what is. Then the limitation of what is becomes your portal into freedom from the form, your dependency on the forms, your inner dependency for your sense of who you are, your sense of well-being, of peace, on forms. That goes. And so then you can say what Jesus said, "I have overcome the world," he said. People didn't understand what he was talking about. Maybe one or two understood. How can he say, "I've overcome the world"? He has no power at all. Where's his army? He's powerless. He was talking about the inner realm, dependency on things for his inner state. Because all these, the teachings of humanity, the deep teachings, they do not come from a person. They are nobody's possession or achievement. They come when someone, a person, a human form, becomes transparent in their personal selfhood. The objects become loose and let through space consciousness. Well, there are still some objects in the mind, yes, this and that, but not self-identification with the objects, so they don't form this crust of self that blocks that which is underneath. So it comes through. You become transparent to that spaciousness, and then